Big game tonight in College Park, Maryland, taking on top 10 ranked Duke. And before the game, the court's getting a new name. The Comcast Center Court is being named for former Maryland's men's basketball coach Gary Williams, who won a national title in 2002.
And sports writer, author John Feinstein joins us. He's written a number of great books, including A Season on the Brink, March to Madness. John, good to have you back.
Sean Hillary, how are you today?
We're doing well. Put this in perspective for us. Here's Gary Williams. We're a few months removed from his resignation. How big of an honor is this tonight?
Oh, I think it has great meaning for Gary. I mean, this is his alma mater, where he played basketball. He came back to Maryland when he had a growing program at Ohio State. He had just recruited the top high school senior in the country when he was offered the Maryland job. The circumstances he took over, as I think everybody knows, were extremely difficult. Just a few years after the death of Len Bias, Maryland was about to be placed on probation, which it was, a very difficult two-year probation. And he went from there and took Maryland to the Final Four for the first time ever, won the national championship, as you said, obviously for the first time ever, and he has left his mark, and I think it's totally appropriate that as a result his name will be on that court, hopefully forever.
He's huge here in Maryland. How do you think he compares to other big-time, big-name coaches?
Well, it depends, Hillary, who you compare him to. I think Gary won almost 700 games with that national championship in the two Final Fours. I would hope he will be in the Basketball Hall of Fame shortly. He competed against some of the great coaches of all time in the ACC, Dean Smith, Mike Krzyzewski, and others. So I think his name belongs very high in the pantheon of college basketball coaches. Maybe not on Mount Rushmore with, you know, Wooden and Krzyzewski and Smith and Bob Knight, but right on that next rung.
You know, there was that Gary must go crowd that kind of lingered around Maryland basketball over the last several years of his tenure there. And some of these folks are opposing his name on the court tonight. Why would they? Why would there be any problems with that?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I totally disagree with their positions, obviously, and I'm biased. I've known Gary for more than 30 years and consider him a friend. But I think if you just look at the record, again, if you look at where Maryland was when he came and where he took it to, it's not any question. I know there have been some people who say Lefty Drizel's name should be on the court also. I love Lefty Drizel. I think he should be in the Basketball Hall of Fame already. But the fact is, Gary was the first coach to take Maryland to a Final Four. Gary was the first coach to win a national championship. It's a different sort of legacy. Lefty should be honored by Maryland, too, more so than he has been. But Gary's the one who deserves this honor.
All right, John, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
You too. Sports writer and author John Feinstein, WTOP's Michelle Bash, will be in College Park tonight with reports from Maryland's campus.